This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Leviticus picks up right where Exodus left off. You see, at the end of Exodus, after the tabernacle is completed, God fills the tent with his glory. But his presence is too holy, so not even Moses is able to enter in. So, the question Exodus leaves us with is this: how can we live in God's presence? Well, the answer is given to us in Leviticus, and that answer is atonement. You see, atonement has a range of meaning, but can basically mean either wiping clean or paying a ransom price. And in order for sinful people to come into God's presence, they need to both be cleaned up and their sin needs to be paid for. But how would this atonement take place? Well, the answer is offerings. But the offerings God prescribes in Leviticus must not be seen as humanity's attempts to appease God or to earn his favor. Instead, the offerings in Leviticus are God's gracious gift to humanity, which allows them to be forgiven and live near his presence. Now, the first three offerings in Leviticus are the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the peace offering. In the burnt offering, the worshiper takes a whole animal and burns it on the altar. This was the costliest sacrifice because no part of the animal was kept for food. In a grain offering, the worshiper brings bread or whole grain to the priests, and a portion is burned on the altar while the rest is given to the priests for food. Now, in the peace offering, the worshiper brings an animal, but unlike the burnt offering, most of it is actually given back to the worshiper to eat with their family in God's presence. And this final meal is the beauty of Leviticus: humanity sitting down to a meal with God. Now, this is our story too. In order for us to be in God's presence and to be his people, Jesus fulfilled every aspect of this system of sacrifice. Jesus is the true whole offering who gave himself completely for us on the cross to earn our atonement. Jesus is also the final grain offering who provided the final sacrifice of his own body, which he called the bread of life. And as the grain offering provided food for the priests, Jesus' sacrifice is what sustains all believers as his new priests in the world. Finally, Jesus is also the fulfillment of the peace offering. We get to sit down to a communal meal with God and other believers now in the Lord's Supper, but when Jesus returns, we will sit down to a final meal with him, physically present at the table, at what's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. Jesus is the whole offering that makes atonement, the grain offering that sustains us, and the peace offering by which we commune with God. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who longs to live with us and provides us a way to live with him, and that you would see Jesus as the ultimate whole grain and peace offerings who freely gave himself to bring us into his glorious presence.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.